So today we're talking about sales capability, sales assessment, and how we actually define what sales best practice is. We're chatting with Dr. Gabby Ostrignay, who's an expert in the field of capability and assessments. Gabby, thanks for joining us today.
That's a pleasure.
My first question for you is, why would we go about actually using a sales capability assessment to determine, you know, who's going to be really successful or who is successful in the area of sales?
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that you develop sales capability assessments is so that you can understand the current level of capability of your sales team, and that then provides a roadmap to focus the development work needed to help people get to the level of capability needed to deliver strong sales performance. The results enable both the individual and their manager to know what really needs to be focused on to lift performance. The insights from that assessment can also be used at an organisation-wide level to look at what are some common development needs so that they can be addressed in an organisational-wide program. But the assessments can also be used then to guide recruitment and selection to help you understand the capability of the person applying for the role and giving you the best chance of selecting a person with strong sales capability.
Great, thank you. So you're really about, you know, narrowing down to find those areas to increase the chances of success and lift the overall capability of people.
Exactly, yeah.
Great. So Gary, how do we actually then develop capability assessment? Is there an off-the-shelf tool? Do we build one? How do we go about it?
Well, we know that there are a number of things that are important for strong mm-hmm. sales performance. But there are many aspects of sales performance that are unique to the industry and also unique to the business itself. The business has its own strategy, its own business priorities, which would be different from other organisations. And hence, it's actually important to tailor a sales capability assessment to the specific capability needs of the organisation you're working with. So we develop bespoke sales capability assessments to cater for what makes that organisation unique in what it sells to its clients. We also draw on a library of sales capabilities that are known to make a difference to sales performance.
Great. So what are the aspects involved?
Okay. What we do is we interview senior leaders regarding what are the current and future capabilities that are needed to successfully execute your business strategy. We then interview high performers and average performers. This step is so that we understand what high performers do that really differentiate themselves from average performance. Mm-hmm. We really want to know what makes a difference in that organisation for those salespeople. So we create that sales capability assessment using the results from those interviews, as well as drawing on our database of sales capability competencies. We then pilot that to check that it actually produces the right results for people who are known to be high performers.
Great. Mm. And, you know, the key thing is any sales leader is then interested in what the results will show. Mm-hmm. So when you put together the reports and you kind of come back to debrief the assessment, can you walk us through some examples of what you might discuss?
Yeah. So the reports actually highlight sales strengths and sales development areas so that an individual can identify their own areas of growth in preparation for a discussion with their manager. The difference in the individual's ratings of themselves and the manager's rating are really provided so that there's clarity about the perspective of each person, which can inform your development discussion with your manager. The reports are also used by the sales leader as part of the ongoing coaching process to focus actions that will make the most difference to sales success. then the reports are also aggregated so that any common areas of development can be identified across a region, across a state, or across, you know, the whole of Australia, so that you can really pinpoint those areas that make a difference across the whole sales team for an organisation.
Great, thank you. And I guess leaders often ask the question around the validity of assessment, you know, versus do I do it versus do I not do it. So what would be some of the things to think about if I'm considering some assessment or not?
So in terms of thinking about whether you would make an assessment or not, if you don't make an assessment, then you're flying blind, essentially. You don't know what's needed for each individual to really lift the level of sales capability to be the best it can be for that business, and in fact, best it can be for its competitors. So we really want people in that upper quartile for sales capability. It also gives you that roadmap for your own organisation around what's needed across the whole team, really to lift performance to the level you need to really deliver on the results.
Great. And in your experience, most people are quite gregarious and outgoing. So how do they respond to assessments per se?
I found that they tend to respond similarly to other populations of people. We keep the surveys relatively focused so that people with strong personality characteristics can really get engaged in the assessment itself and be able to move through it as smoothly and as quickly as possible.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today. We really appreciate it.
That's my pleasure. Thanks, Tim.